This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 234 for Thursday, January 20th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were stronger on Thursday, seeing some follow-through speculative buying after yesterday's corrective bounce. Canola up $10 to over $20, March up $19.80 at $1,020.50 per ton. Bullish chart signals contributed to the gains, with the front month climbing back above both its 20 and 100-day moving averages. A rally in the Chicago soy complex provided spillover support. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were also higher. Canada's tight supply situation and ideas the recent sell-off was overdone contributed to the gains. However, a firm tone in the Canadian dollar did put some pressure on values. In the U.S., soybeans were up sharply, while corn and wheat were both mixed. Soybeans saw some follow-through buying after yesterday's rally, with bullish chart signals contributing to the gains as prices moved above some key chart resistance levels. March up 34 cents at $14.25 per bushel. Uncertain South American crop prospects kept a weather premium in the bean market. While parts of Argentina are receiving much-needed rain, at least a quarter of Brazil's crop is still being stressed by drought. Production estimates out of the two South American countries continue to see downward revisions. Brazilian farmers are also reportedly holding out on making sales, limiting exports out of the country and leaving the door open for more U.S. business. Customs data from China showed soybean imports from the U.S. were nearly double the previous month in December, with trade rumors today that the country is buying more U.S. cargoes. Corn, it also saw some follow-through buying after yesterday's gains, but finished narrowly mixed. March up a half cent at $6.11 per bushel. Weekly ethanol data showed U.S. production of the renewable fuel increased to 1.05 million barrels per day in the week ended January 14th. That was up by 40,000 from the previous week and well above trade estimates that had anticipated a slight decline. Wheat, meanwhile, is mixed with gains in Minneapolis spring wheat and losses in the winter wheats. Minneapolis up 4 cents in the March contract at $9.44 per bushel. Kansas City wheat down 3 cents in March at $7.96 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 6 cents in the March contract at $7.90 per bushel. Cold temperatures across key U.S. winter wheat growing areas remained supportive, as did the ongoing geopolitical tensions between Russia and Ukraine, as the two countries are both major world wheat exporters. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, January 20th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.